With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana's U.S. senators are split on the Trump administration's temporary ban on travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries. Yesterday, Bozeman Republican Steve Daines issued a statement saying, quote, "We are at war with Islamic extremists, and anything less than 100% verification of these refugees' backgrounds put our national security at risk. We need to take the time to examine our existing programs to ensure terrorists aren't entering our country. The safety of the U.S. citizens must be our number one priority," unquote. Democrat John Tester from Big Sandy tweeted yesterday, quote, "This executive order is having harmful consequences on children and brave allies who are helping us fight terrorism. We must take strong steps to protect our nation from those who want to harm us, but we cannot sacrifice our religious freedom and our American values," unquote. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke has not made a public statement on the travel ban. At the University of Montana, Journalism School Dean Larry Abramson is circulating a petition that says,
"We support the continued presence of foreign scholars and students on our campus, and that we support UM's statement in opposition to the ban."
That statement, issued by University Interim President Sheila Stearns, says, in part, that UM shares deep concerns about President Trump's policy. It says more than 17,000 students from the countries the travel ban targets studied at U.S. universities during the 2015-16 school year. The statement goes on to say that, quote, "Our nation's universities are enriched and strengthened by the talent, insight, and culture that international faculty, researchers, and staff bring, and that, as a matter of fairness and in accord with the values of this nation, the decision that bans these current visa and green card holders from returning for 90 days should be promptly reconsidered," unquote. You can read the entire statement on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.